KUOW podcasts are made possible by listener support. Become a new or renewing member today at KUOW.org.
From KUOW 94.9 Seattle, I'm David Hyde. The weather outside is a little frightful. If you're thinking about curling up by the fire with a nice holiday cocktail, we've got ideas. Kristen Naranjo is here. She's a veteran bartender and manager of Vito's Seattle, and she's joined us to talk about some of her favorites. But if you've got questions for her, give us a call, 206-543-5869, 1-800-289-5869, or email us at conversation@kuow.org. Kristen Naranjo, thanks so much for being here.
It's good to be here. Thanks for having me.
And also with us is producer Arwen Nix, who's agreed to sample. We had to twist her arm. She's agreed to sample some of the cocktails.
Just a few, just barely.
Before we get to actual drinks, I wanted to ask about just kind of like your holiday cocktail philosophy. What goes into making kind of an awesome holiday cocktail? What kinds of things are you looking for?
I think it really just depends on the person, what you want to drink. You can go from a nice warm cocktail. At Vito's, we make a Tom and Jerry cocktail, which is sort of a take on an eggnog, but it's heated up and you separate the eggs, the egg whites and the egg yolks, and you heat it with milk and brandy and rum. I think anything with baking spices is really nice for a holiday cocktail. But this time of year, I also kind of long for something like a sunshine or something with citrus, and something with a little bit of lime juice or some kind of punch is also really nice for the holidays.
If you've got questions about cocktails, if you've got suggestions about holiday cocktails, give us a call, 206-543-5869, 1-800-289-5869, or you can email us conversation@kuow.org. So let's say, I'm originally from Canada, and up there rye is kind of a popular beverage, yes. I think. What's an example of a holiday cocktail that involves rye in some fashion?
I've got three rye cocktails for you today. So I
also, what's the difference between rye and other kinds of whiskey?
It depends on what they start with. Most bourbons start with corn or wheat, and rye start with rye.
Okay. All right. So what's an example of a rye-based holiday cocktail?
Can I make one for you?
Let's do it.
Let's do it. Okay. So we're going to start with a Trinidad Sour, which is a modern cocktail that was created by a gentleman in New York City named Giuseppe Gonzalez. And this is a rye cocktail, but almost bartending, not out of bars. Interesting.
bartending here in the studio.
So this is it's a cocktail that does contain rye, but more than that, it contains 1 whole ounce of bitters, Angostura bitters. Normally, you would find your bitters in, say, a Manhattan, where you'll get 2 to 3 dashes.
What are bitters?
Bitters are very, very concentrated herbs. It's a tincture. It's a non-potable product, so you can find it. Well, now you can find all these things in grocery stores, but before it was thought that even though this has a lot of booze in it, it's so heavily concentrated that people wouldn't just drink it on its own.
Is that true?
Well, I'll let you be the judge, because once again, we do have 1 ounce of bitters going into this one drink. This also contains a really nice, light, floral sort of almondy product called Orgeat, and Giffard is this product that's coming into Washington from France, and their Orgeat is beautiful. But this is also something that you can find in stores where you'd find coffee mixes like creme de menthe and things like that, strawberry, raspberry, all those things. So look for Orgeat.
So 1 ounce of Angostura bitters, 1 ounce of Orgeat.
Yes.
And then a floral orange. Orangey thing?
Laurel, orangey, almondy thing. And we have 3/4 ounces of fresh squeezed lemon juice. And as per your request, we've got some rye. And I'm using a Rittenhouse rye, which any good bartender in Seattle knows is that 100 proof bonded rye that, it does the trick.
Bonded and insured.
Bonded and insured.
206-543-5869 is the number to call. If you've got questions about holiday cocktails, we've got bartender Kristen Naranjo here, and she's mixing a few. We've got Arwen Nix, producer of this program here, available to apparently drink some of these things. So we'll see what happens over the course of the next few minutes. 206.
I took the bus, so it's fine.
Good. That's good. 206. Officer Abraham is probably listening right now and very happy to hear you say that you've taken the bus. So now you're mixing it up. Any suggestions on how to mix?
Shake it quite vigorously.
Okay. shaking is occurring.
And typically during in a standing position.
Okay.
And shaking.
It's hard sitting down.
It's different. So you shake it. You can use a pint glass if you have one, and a tin. And then you want to find some kind of strainer. And a lot of home bartenders out there now, and this is sort of an easier to find product. And I'm going to double strain it. And the strength's really nice. It has a gorgeous viscosity to it.
What's the double straining for? What are you straining out?
Well, it keeps the little ice particles out. Oh. Can you hear that?
Yes. We're talking about a Trinidad Sour with bartender Christian Naranjo. We're talking about holiday cocktails, actually. And the number to call if you've got questions or comments, 206-543-5869, 1-800-289-5869. And Kristen is handing this drink over to our producer, Arwen Nix, who's now taking a sip.
Oh, it's good. It's got a lot of bitters in it, but it's good. Yeah. You can taste the almond and the orange in there. Was that citrus on top?
Yeah, a little bit of lemon juice, a lemon citrus on top.
So that's a Trinidad Sour. We're going to have the recipes for these drinks up on our website afterwards at kuow.org. We've got Ruth Ann giving us a call right now from Seattle. Ruth Ann, thanks for calling. Do you have a question for our bartender, Kristen?
I have a bottle of limoncello, and I want to do something with it, but I don't know what.
Oh, goodness. Oh, limoncello, Italian. This is right up my alley for the Italian restaurant that I work in. But honestly, limoncello isn't something that I use all that often. What would I use with limoncello? Thinking of things that you might also have in your kitchen, you might try just a little bit of limoncello with a splash of champagne. I can go more elaborate, but I'm wondering just using ingredients that you might have in your pantry or at home. And I know that that might just be a nice way to just sort of cut the thickness of limoncello. I mean, limoncello is just a beautiful product on its own. But if you have any sparkling wine on hand, it would just be really nice to brighten it up, sort of like a play on a mimosa or, Saint Germain is something that you find on a lot of home shelves right now. It's an elderflower liqueur and maybe a little bit of Saint Germain or, I think that might be a way to go.
How much limoncello would you put in with the champagne?
Oh, goodness. I would put in about just a half an ounce and then maybe add from there if you wanted to, get a little bit more depth to it. It'll definitely make it thicker. But, yeah, that's a really, really nice thing to have this time of year.
Ruth Ann, are you going to try it?
Easy. Yeah,
it's easy. Keeping it easy.
All right. Thanks for the phone call. We're talking about holiday cocktails here, and it looks like you may have some more possibilities for us here.
Well, I think so.
What about in the sort of rum, starting with rum?
Let's make our way to a tea punch, which is a very simple cocktail that you find in Martinique, actually, is where this originated. And I'm using a rum agricole, which instead of using the molasses like most rums, this... there's only like 1% of the rum population production is made from this, which is actually the sugar cane itself instead of the molasses, which is a byproduct of making the sugar. So this is something that if you have, if you can find rum agricole, which in a lot of the liquor stores now is very readily available. There's some really nice brands, Rum JM, Clément, Nisson Blanc. And this product on its own is just really nice and herbaceous. It just has this nice earthiness to it. And really, you just need about an ounce to an ounce and a half of your choice of rum. Make that an agricole. And you want a little bit of cane sugar, which you can find also in grocery stores. If you don't have that, simple syrup will work. But in Martinique, you'll definitely find this made with cane sugar.
What's simple syrup?
Oh, it's a ratio of sugar and water, and most people have sugar in their home, and you just boil it. You can do either equal portions if you want a thinner syrup, which is one part sugar and one part water. I like to use a rich syrup, which is twice as much sugar, two cups of sugar to one cup of water, and you boil it on your stove and then just pop it in the fridge, and you get a good week and a half out of that. And you can use that with... Gosh, so many different drinks call for simple syrup. It's definitely a must-have in any bar. So for this tea punch, all you need is some simple syrup, some rum, and a little slice off the side of a lime. And again, this is one of those drinks that, to me, I think that this time of year, I look for more than there's heavy and very beautiful dense cocktails, but something that's a little bit lighter on the palate and kind of just whisks you away if you can't get away for the holidays, or maybe if you're traveling to South Carolina instead of Havana, Cuba.
Or you're being teletransported right now. Arwen Nix is being taken to the islands somewhere.
Yeah, I feel like I'm on a beach. It's amazing. Just that's from one sip. No, it's good. It's lime and it's very light, but it doesn't taste like rum to me.
Right, right. It's not such a sweet, sugary product as it is just this really nice, rounded, earthy product.
David, take a sip.
Okay. What are the consequences of mixing all these different kinds of alcohol? if you've got questions, 206-543-5869 is the number to call. We're talking about holiday cocktails with Kristen Naranjo. And we've got Pam calling us right now from Bellingham with, it looks like, a question. Hi, Pam.
Hi. Happy holidays. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
I have a question, and it does involve a lot of different kinds of alcohol. Is the Long Island iced tea?
Oh, yeah.
I've had some really good ones, and I've had some really bad ones. And I was wondering if you had any secrets to making a good Long Island iced tea.
This is probably my most favorite question that I've ever been asked, and curious on how I'll answer it. You know, I would say use fresh lemon juice. It's definitely not not really a drink that a lot of bartenders put a lot of work into, although they do put a lot of booze into it.
Yeah,
you can certainly, if you feel so inclined, you can call for a top shelf Long Island, which will run you probably like three times as much as a regular Long Island would run you. But yeah, you got so for those that don't know what a Long Island is, it's pretty much everything right out of your what a bartender calls a well, and that is your vodka and gin and rum and triple sec, and you just pick up all these bottles at the same time, and you look like a really cool, tough bartender doing it, and you put it all in a glass and a big pint glass filled with ice, and you know, hopefully the bar has some fresh lemon juice. If not, they'll put some sour mix on top of that and a splash of Coca-Cola, and that's three drinks in one right there.
It's delicious. I just was trying to figure out because it really varies from place to place. So top shelf is what I really need to ask for.
You are free to ask for top shelf, but I will warn you that it will cost a pretty penny.
That's why I prefer to make them at home, and I've been trying to figure out a good way to do that.
I would use just equal parts. Yeah, use equal parts. And you and my dad, man, you guys could go head to head right there because he's a huge fan of that drink too.
Okay, well, thank you very much.
Thank you.
All right, Pam, thanks for that call. We're talking about holiday cocktails here with Kristen Naranjo. And if you've got questions, 206-543-5869. She's the bartender and manager at Vito's Seattle. And I think we should think about bourbon at this point.
Yeah, let's do that. So I was also thinking about some more New Year's style cocktails. And I think we all think of champagne, you know, a toast. And sometimes bourbon and champagne go quite nicely together. And
it doesn't sound like something that would go
really. No, it doesn't.
It sounds disgusting.
Which is kind of why I'm here to show you that it's not. So this is another classic cocktail. It's called a Seelbach cocktail, and it originated in Louisville, Kentucky. It was, I think, a hotel bar. I think the hotel was called the Seelbach, actually. And they put together this concoction, and it's survived time, and it's back on cocktail menus in Seattle and throughout the states for sure. And this is another cocktail that involves some bitters. So we've got 7 dashes each of Angostura bitters and Peychaud's bitters, which is a Creole bitters out of New Orleans. And they have some varying profiles, too, so they mix nicely together. And
is the Peychaud's one that people will be able to find?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. So we mix this with, 1 ounce of bourbon and a 1/2 ounce of Cointreau, which I think are things that you find in, you know, it's a good staple to have in your liquor cabinet. So you start with just a few ingredients here and put it in a glass and get some ice.
Kristen is now getting ice.
And if you have a bar spoon, that's fantastic. If not, any spoon will do, but you just want to stir it around, and this is really one of the fun parts of bartending. I like to see, I'd really like to see people serve drinks that don't get an opportunity to do it very often because it makes me feel really good at what I do.
When stirred and not shaken, you're stirring. The other one you shook.
One really nice stirring. Rule of thumb mm-hmm. is anything that has citrus juice in it is something that you want to shake, and if it has all spirits in it, then you can stir it.
So like a martini is better stirred. James Bond is wrong.
He got a Vesper right, but he kind of got the martini wrong.
All right.
Yeah, and same with your Manhattans, ladies and gentlemen. Make sure that you get those stirred. You don't want to shake a Manhattan. Okay, so, we want to put this in a champagne flute because, like I said, this is a bourbon and champagne cocktail.
So it's fills up the champagne glass about halfway?
Yeah, just shy of halfway full. And, all right, here we go. We're going to pop a bottle of bubbles
right
on air.
Cover your eyes, Armin.
Good job. Wee! And now the trick is to filling it and then letting the bubbles sort of rise. Okay, we're doing good here. Sometimes they sneak up on you and shoot right out the glass. So we're going to top this with a little lemon zest, and this is it extracts the oils are extracted from the lemon, and you just really get this beautiful slightly bright but slightly bitter flavor that is a dimension that you find a lot in like a martini with a lemon twist, but those oils can really really craft a drink. What do you think, Arwen?
It's really good.
You like that?
Yeah, it looks amazing.
I'll let you try it.
We're talking about holiday cocktails with veteran bartender Kristen Naranjo. She's a manager and bartender at Vito's in Seattle. And Armin Nixon and I are now drinking this amazing champagne cocktail.
Our third cocktail, so I am a little worried about mixing all these things. Hey, Kristen, how important is it to have fresh lemon as opposed to just lemon juice in a cocktail?
I cannot stress the importance enough. It completely changes the profile of the drink. To use something that, you know, has preservatives or that kind of shelf stability, I mean, even if you were to squeeze a lemon and let it sit for, you know, 6 hours versus having that fresh squeezed lemon right there, the bitterness that comes out, like there's so many complex flavors to citrus that are often overlooked if you just don't have an opportunity to try them side by side. So, you've got to start with fresh juice always.
All right, Kristen, thanks so much for being here.
Thank you so much for having me.
Kristen Naranjo is the bartender and manager at Vito's in Seattle, and today's program was produced by Arwen Nix. We got help from Amina Al-Sadi, and Andy Hurst is your engineer. From KUOW 94.9 Seattle, I'm David Hyde.
Thanks for listening. The program you just heard was made possible by the financial support of our listeners. Support this program and others like it by making a pledge today at KUOW.org.